What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, miracle. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, July 27th, 2016, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Pow Hana Friday and another insane weekend of who knows what the government is going to do next. I'll tell you, right now, Hillary Clinton needs a major distraction from all this convention and email nonsense. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Dan is sitting in our control room for the start of the show. Mike will be in here a little bit later. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Before we get into it, though, I get a lot of interesting things sent to me in the mail. Books, I got this one the other day, and as you know, I have this Hillaryana collection building here with the Nutcracker and the toilet paper, and today's mail brought, this is a little out there, the Horny Hillary Inflatable Love Doll, which I presume is being sent with the idea of some kind of a celebration when Hillary loses the election. That is a little out there. on the other hand, if Hillary does steal the White House, I'm going to donate all of this to the Hillary Clinton Presidential Library somewhere down the road, assuming I'm not put in a FEMA camp. Now, getting on to the more serious news here, the protesters are continuing to rage against the Democratic National Committee. The public perception is that Hillary did not win the Democratic nomination. She stole it. And the evidence is overwhelming and people are angry. Even people who were not Bernie Sanders supporters are angry at the displayed attitude of the DNC that the Democratic voters are not allowed to pick their own candidates. That's not what democracy is supposed to be. Now, right now, they're in the third of 4 days at the Democratic National Convention. Today's theme is working together, and they're trying to put out this image of how the Democrats are going to come together underneath Hillary Clinton and those sore losers over in the Bernie Sanders camp. You know, they're too few to worry about. But when I was watching this on Fox News, you could see in the background that convention center is empty, just row after row after row of empty seats. Half the convention walked out of Hillary's coronation. Corporate media is trying to conceal that. Videos being shot outside the convention center. The corporate media is out there saying, oh, yes, the Democratic Party is united. They're all in favor of Hillary. Pay no attention to all those yelling and screaming people. And apparently over at MSNBC, they're claiming that Debbie Wasserman Schultz was cheered by the crowd during her speech. If you actually had heard her speech, you would have discovered she was being booed by 99% of the people there. And that includes Hillary's supporters for a very simple reason. Debbie Wasserman Schultz's fraud on behalf of Hillary Clinton has damaged the credibility of the Democratic National Committee. It's damaged the credibility of the Democratic Party itself. And even more than that, it's harmed Hillary's public image. And so this rush to get that nomination could be Hillary Clinton's petard, causing far more damage than it gained. Now, apparently over at CNN, they decided rather than cover the protests at the Democratic National Convention, they cut away to cover boys to men. That was much more important for the Clinton News Network to be reporting on. Joe Biden has hit the convention floor claiming there's no fracture in the party. There's no division. We're all just one big happy family as long as we all do what Hillary tells us to do. Now, yesterday we mentioned Abby Martin was arrested outside the Democratic National Convention. And the official story coming out of the convention site is it's been very peaceful. There have been no arrests, so forth and so on. Obviously, Abby Martin is out there to say, yeah, a lot of people were being arrested. She was arrested for being in the wrong parking lot. When they took a cab over to attend the convention, the cab just dropped him off in an area where you had to have Democratic National Committee credentials to be. And so she was arrested. And the game the police play is they're rounding up all these people, they're handcuffing them, they're taking them away to a cage, just keeping them for hours. Then they'll say, no charges, you're released, so that they can say nobody was arrested. But they were detained. They're detaining anybody who's critical of Hillary Clinton, and Abby Martin has certainly been one of those who's very critical of Hillary Clinton. Apparently, at one point, the Democrats who were angered over this obvious vote stealing, vote rigging during the primaries, were making so much noise, the Democratic National Committee literally called in a SWAT team to scare them back into silence. Does that sound like democracy in action, or is that the kind of maneuver you see dictators do to protect their image? We're seeing Erdogan doing the same thing over in Turkey. Anybody who doesn't agree with him, send the cops after him. Send the army after him. And a lot of people are saying this could be the beginning of the end of the Democratic Party. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog. The Democratic Party is self-destructing. America's been given a second chance to survive. We could conceivably see all of Bernie Sanders' supporters and all the other Democrats who are just disgusted at what went down during the primaries, they could split off and say, we're going to form a new party. We're going to break that two-party duopoly and form a new third party. And they'll have the grassroots support to be a major party. Another story coming out of Investment Watch blog. Let's be clear. Hillary Rodham Clinton, the Democratic National Committee, and the corporate media are actively engaged in practices that suppress democracy. What we are seeing before our eyes at the Democratic Convention is what third world countries do to keep dictators in place. You have a right to feel outraged, and you should feel outraged. This is not the country you were taught you were living in those state-controlled public schools, and now everybody has seen it. Remember, for years over in our online store, we've had this coffee mug. The fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force it to act like one where everybody can see it. That's what's happening this week in Philadelphia. Now, the DNC is drawing a lot of anger. First of all, Debbie Wasserman Schultz had pledged that the Democratic National Committee would be impartial during the primary season. Obviously, she broke that promise. And everybody's struggling to contain the damage. And here's where you begin to understand what an incredible liar Hillary Clinton is. Because apparently, she was doing the 60 Minutes interview. And when she was asked about the Democratic National Committee's obvious efforts to sabotage Bernie Sanders on her behalf, she actually came on out and said she had no idea any of this was going on. She had no idea the Democratic National Committee was playing these dirty tricks. She had no idea Debbie Wasserman Schultz was cheating the system. And even 60 Minutes thought that was a little too much, and they edited it out of the final broadcast, but it's still there on the CBS website. Well, if Hillary Clinton is shocked by what Debbie Wasserman Schultz did as chair of the Democratic National Committee, then why did Hillary just give Debbie Wasserman Schultz a new job in charge of Democratic voter outreach in all 50 states? The two just don't get together. And it's starting to get rather ragged around Hillary's support. Remember, Hillary has been courting the black vote. She's been helping to fan up the racial tension. And now it just backflashed on her. Because the Black Lives Matter people are now marching against Hillary Clinton, simply saying it doesn't matter what she says. We can't trust her to actually make life better in terms of racial tensions in this country, especially after all these months of seeing Hillary's campaign deliberately try and fan up racial tension. A replay of the 1960s COINTELPRO operation. So we have these Black Lives Matter protesters out there saying, don't vote for Hillary, she's killing black people. Now, Hillary was counting on that minority vote, and she just lost a big chunk of that. She's also lost the support of most of Bernie Sanders' supporters that she'd hoped to lure into voting for her. She's getting desperate. She's now down to counting on the illegal immigrants who aren't supposed to vote and convicted felons to put her in the White House. Now, over in Virginia, the governor there just signed a sweeping order to give all convicted felons who had served their time in prison the automatic right to vote. This changed Virginia's law, which previously had required felons to wait for 5 years after the completion of their sentence or their probation and then apply for a restoration of their voting rights, which would be granted only under certain conditions, such as no pending court cases. The Virginia governor just threw that all on out, and they're figuring that like is going to vote for light, and all these felons suddenly granted the right to vote will vote for the biggest felon of all. That, too, may backfire. Also in front of the Democratic National Convention, we have immigrants from Haiti who are up there reminding everybody of what the Clinton Foundation did down in Haiti. Scammed all that money for donations and kept most of it for themselves. And they're joining the hue and cry. Hillary belongs in jail. And she does. Now here's where it gets interesting. We already know from James Comey that Hillary Clinton committed felony violations of Title 18. We know from the DNC emails that the Hillary campaign and the DNC used the Hillary Victory Fund to circumvent campaign funding laws, campaign finance violations. And now we can add one more, because remember they had those illegal immigrants up on that stage at that convention? To play to the illegal immigrants, see, we'll take care of you if you just vote for us. And a reminder, illegal immigrants are not supposed to vote. That's why Hillary's people are in all these states trying to get voter ID laws struck down so the illegal immigrants can vote. Hillary is literally giving our country away to people who shouldn't be here to try and win that White House. That's how desperate she is. But here is where it gets interesting. It's a felony to harbor illegal aliens. And so all those illegal immigrants they had up on the Democratic National Convention platform was a felony violation of Section 8 U.S. Code 1324. It's just crime after crime after crime after crime. Now, Julian Assange is out there saying that there's a lot more damaging information yet to come on the U.S. elections. And interestingly enough, this was a story that was run in CNN. And they were interviewing him, and they had to throw in the gratuitous situation about the 20,000 emails stolen from the Democratic National Committee by suspected Russian hackers, which is the big push. That's the big push they're doing. Except CNN is behind the times. Even Hillary's campaign chief admits there is no actual evidence that Russia had anything to do with the hack or the leak. And Assange himself, while not identifying the source, has stated it was not Russia. Now, the Hillary campaign is trying to get ahead of further leaks coming on out, saying, oh yeah, this is another plot by Russia. This is all dastardly. Russia's trying to influence American elections. How dare they do that by leaking out this information? And again, no evidence Russia had anything to do with it. Remember when the Sony Pictures Corporation was hacked? And FBI Director Comey and all of his unnamed experts said it was North Korea, was definitely North Korea. There's no question the hack came from North Korea. Then it turned out it was a leak by a disgruntled employee. So when they're out there saying we know it was Russia, and they're all lining up to push that piece of bovine excrement at you, just remember how badly they were wrong about North Korea and Sony Pictures. So that's the big point. They can't deal with the scandals that are in those emails. They're trying to shift the focus and say, it's a Russian plot. It's a Russian plot. And they have zero evidence. It's all rumor and innuendo. Even Obama is out there saying, it's possible Russia could have done this. It's possible. They're not saying they did. It's possible. And all of our security experts are saying, yes, it could have been possible for them to do. Possible doesn't mean guilt. Every woman walking around this country could possibly be a prostitute. That doesn't make them one, does it? The attitude coming out of the White House seems to be, if anyone's going to mess around with other nations' elections, it's the United States of America. How dare you cut in on our turf? Over at the Hill, George Will is out there pushing this idea. This is all from Russia. There has to be a connection between Russia's oligarchs and Donald Trump. And don't forget, we've got that Uranium One scandal, where this Russian firm, Rosatom, came in with this Canadian company, started buying up uranium mines, including in the United States, which led to that standoff at the Wilderness Refuge and the murder of Lavoie Finicum. And all this took place while huge donations from this Canadian concern, Russian concern, were pouring into the Clinton Foundation. We're not going to look at that. We're just going to raise the possibility that Donald Trump has a connection out there. And to their credit, The Hill did mention that George Will failed to provide any evidence, and there doesn't seem to be any tangible proof. So they got that right. The Democrats have got a major, major, major problem. You've got Hillary with all this baggage she's carrying, Benghazi, the private email server, felony violations of Title 18. And after months and months of dirt digging, they haven't found anything substantive on Donald Trump. Meanwhile, over by Hillary, the scandals are just splashing up like one of the fountains in front of a Donald Trump hotel. So now they're trying to link Donald Trump to Russia in the hope that as the Russia bashing escalates, leading to a new war, that it will taint Donald Trump. But even The Hill acknowledges this is just manufactured rumor and innuendo. Now, again, Julian Assange, without naming their source, says it wasn't Russia. William Binney, an NSA whistleblower, is saying, no, this doesn't make any sense that Russia would have done it and not left a trace. Edward Snowden is saying the same thing. Based on U.S. spying on Russia, if Russia had gotten into the Democratic National Committee servers for purposes other than routine espionage, which is going on all the time, the NSA would have known that. It doesn't make sense. Now, this gets us back to the story about Seth Rich, who was an IT expert for the Democratic National Committee, who was beaten up and gunned down, shot in the back, and not robbed. The police are saying, oh, it was a robbery, it was a robbery. Nothing was taken. He still had his wallet, his watch, his wedding, his ring, all of it. Still had it. And by the way, the reward for information on the killers is now up to $50,000. So here's a possibility. What if Seth Rich was the person who leaked these emails to WikiLeaks, and the Democratic National Committee found out? That seems to tie together very, very, very closely. Because remember, that's what happened with Sony Pictures. Oh, it's North Korea, it's North Korea. No, internal leak by a disgruntled employee. Right now, looking at the murder of Seth Rich, that seems to be a very plausible motive for him to be killed. And I'll bet they're very nervous over at the DNC about who else might be getting ready to leak. Maybe that's why Seth Rich was killed in such a public fashion, as a warning to keep all those people terrorized and afraid of Hillary. We ran the article a couple of days ago. The DNC leadership is afraid of Hillary Clinton. She is ruling the party through fear. And that's another tactic common to dictatorships. Now, today on the corporate media, they're out there trying to reassert that Hillary Clinton is opposed to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And prior to the campaign run-up, she was in favor of it. Now she's saying she's opposed to it. But pro-Trans-Pacific Partnership is now part of the Democratic Party official platform. All the supporters of the Democratic Party must be feeling betrayed. It's pro-fracking, pro-Monsanto, opposed to GMO labeling, and pro these international trade agreements. And again, it comes down to trust. When Hillary says she's opposed to TPP, can you really take her at her word? We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You your husband, your wife, your children? We all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're just now getting word that Bernie Sanders' delegates, not just his supporters, but his actual delegates are being told they have to leave the convention before Hillary makes her speech. And they're being threatened with arrest if they refuse. Because Hillary doesn't want to stand up there and get booed the way Debbie Wasserman Schultz and pretty much all these other speakers did. She's trying to salvage her image, which is going to be kind of hard with all those empty seats. And again, these are the actions of a dictator. These are the actions of somebody with no respect for democracy, the political process, or free speech. Now, Donald Trump held a press conference this morning. He had a bit of a speech, and then he opened the floor to questions, and he made a point of reminding everybody that he has been taking press conferences all along and dealing with the questions. And he says it's not always easy, especially because of all the loaded questions being thrown at him. And reminding everybody that it's been almost a year since Hillary Clinton actually had an open press conference where reporters were allowed to ask questions. And Trump, of course, made fun of this whole idea that Russia and he were behind the DNC dump. And then he went on to joke that he hoped Russia had all the missing 33,000 emails from Hillary's private server that she deleted. My question is, why doesn't the NSA have them? Now, Donald Trump was addressing a veterans organization and talking about how the Obama administration, and even before that, the Bush administration, turned their back on veterans, trying to downplay the VA scandals and sweep them under the rugs. And those veterans were out there screaming, lock her up. It's becoming a prime meme in our society. This woman belongs in the big house, not the White House. Getting back to this, how desperate Hillary's supporters are. Apparently, there was an incident in Cleveland where there was this bar, and there was a Vietnam veteran who was talking with a friend about their support for Donald Trump. And then all of a sudden, this guy sitting nearby who wasn't part of their group, wasn't invited to join the discussion, comes on in and starts screaming, how can you support Trump? How can you support? And I actually ran into some people like that when I was over on Kauai with my Hillary prison T-shirt. You know, get in your face. This one escalated out of control, and the Hillary supporter drew a gun and shot this Vietnam veteran in the leg. It's going to be okay. Then fled, and the police are insisting they can't find this guy who shot the Vietnam vet because he wasn't going to vote for Hillary Clinton. My first question is, was he wearing a brown shirt? Are we literally getting into that stage of the descent into dictatorship, where Trump's supporters are going to be threatened and harassed at the grassroots level? Well, maybe, maybe not, but it doesn't look like it's going to work. Following the self-immolation of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Trump's lead in the polls is accelerating. He is now leading Hillary Clinton by 11% in a new nationwide poll. Now, Hillary's people are coming out with polls saying, well, he's only a couple of percentage points ahead. Really, you know, we can overcome that with election fraud. Madeleine Albright, who I thought we weren't going to have to deal with anymore, came on out with this absurd comment that Donald Trump has damaged America's standing in the world just by running for president because he's not of the political class. How dare this upstart come into our little private club, and it's destroyed America's image around the world. Like the death of all those people in Iraq, which Albright supported as Secretary of State, apparently had nothing to do with that. The coups by the United States against other governments has nothing to do with America's standing in the world. Drone strikes, spying, torture. No, no, no. It's Donald Trump is to blame for the decline of America's image around the world. That's pretty darn absurd. But they're getting desperate. You can hear it in the arguments they're crafting, the tone of their voice, the look on their face. They know they're in serious, serious trouble. We got to take a break for commercials. We got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party property and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm watching the coverage of the Democratic National Convention. Lot of empty chairs in there, and they've just officially nominated Tim Kaine as Hillary Clinton's running mate. And Tim Kaine's record is very pro-banker. He's on the record saying he thinks even today there's still way too many regulations on those poor people on Wall Street. We have to unchain them and let them do what they know is best for their own bottom line here. All righty. So we're going to go to the phones. Clinton, Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I wanted to thank you for putting up that additional stuff about what we talked about yesterday, Hillary and the Watergate Committee. And I kept searching, and I found an article written by the man who fired Hillary himself.
Send it.
Hillary's Crocodile Tears in Connecticut. And I put a post up on your visitor's post on the Michael F. Rivero Facebook page, and I wrote a paragraph. If you want to copy and paste it, that's fine. But this guy, Jeffrey Ziegfeld.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, he wrote this article, and it's not a very flattering article. Okay. I'm glad people don't say that about me.
Okay, can you email me that URL, please?
Yeah, but I got it posted on your visitor's post right here on your Michael F. Rivero Facebook page.
Well, by the time I get done with the radio show, it's going to be way down there, and it's going to be hard to find. So if you,
it would really help. I'll put the title on it, Clint from Las Vegas.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate that. We're going to let you go here. Okay, let's see. All right, I'm looking at the polls right now, and Los Angeles Times, Trump 47%, Clinton 40%. And that was an increase over the previous one. Let's see what else is going on. CNN 48-45 Trump, CBS 44-43 Trump. Trump is ahead. Period. End of story. And it's only going to increase. Hillary is not going to get the traditional post-convention bounce in the polls because of the disgraceful display put on by the Democratic National Committee. Now then, I want to get one more story out here before we go back to the phones. A while back, there was this hacker, Romanian hacker, called himself Guccifer, the first one. There's now a Guccifer 2.0, but the first one, Guccifer. His real name was Marcel Lazar Lahel. And he apparently had gone public with the fact that he had broken into Hillary's private email server. He mentioned it was incredibly easy to do. I think he described it like walking into an orchard and just picking things. And he said while he was inside Hillary's private email server, he saw no less than 10 other foreign IPs logged in, prowling through the files. And then he was arrested apparently for hacking AOL accounts and at that point disappeared. And shortly after that, there was this story that briefly appeared saying that he had been found dead in his jail cell. And then the story vanished, except for Snopes, which we know as a gatekeeper, came on out and said it was completely ridiculous. That he was still alive, and they quoted the sheriff of the city of Alexandria, that Marcel, and they got the name different, Lahel Lazar, is at the William G. Truesdale Adult Detention Center in Alexandria, Virginia. Now, because the story of Guccifer's death had come from a known disinformation site, we kind of sort of let things drop at that point. But I just had this little buzzing in the back of my head. So I went to a website called Inmate Aid, which is a website that is set up to help those inmates who are really trying to reform and return to society, build connections with society. And one of the things they have is an inmate search engine. So you can find an inmate in order to send them email or mail or packages and so forth and so on. This search engine returns no results in a search for Marcel Lahel Lazar or Marcel Lazar Lahel or even just Lahel. Not just for the William G. Truesdale Adult Detention Center in Alexandria, Virginia, but for every single American prison linked to the inmate aid system. We can't prove he's still alive. We can't find him. And that, I think, should be a source of concern. We're going to go back to the phones. Mike in Brazil, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call, Mike. First, I'd like to make a comment here about the DNC. I think they should aptly be named the Despotic National Convention because they're completely over the top what they do there.
I like that.
And secondly, how can the FBI be so sure it was Russia behind the hacking? Because
they can't
seem to find these people breaking into people's computers and placing ransomware and all those Viagra ads and all you know the stuff. And in this age where people have software like Tor, and how can they be so sure that the IP responsible for the hacking originated in Russia? It could
it
be
didn't.
Just the exit relay.
It didn't. The IP that was tracked as breaking into the Democratic National Committee servers was in France. the link to Russia. Yeah, it's in France. And the only reason they're saying Russia is they found an email address that was associated with that IP that was on a Russian server. That's it. An email address is their entire case. Remember, the guy who came up with all of this stuff was a teacher up until 2014. And he got fired for sending pictures of his private parts to random women on Twitter. And this is not exactly the source of person that you should be holding up as an authoritative source. But again, as you're right, anybody who's engaged in real computer crime, they build networks of of compromised machines, 20, 30, just like a private version, the way Tor works.
They have VPNs. I mean, they have software, VPN software, that you're located, let's say, in Brazil, and you attack somebody's computer in France, and it goes for like 10 computers before it gets there. So how would you be able to determine who the actual hacker is in this case? And where is the NSA anyway? Well, what are these guys doing anyway? I mean, they're supposed to know this stuff, and they're supposed to have Hillary's emails.
Well, according to Edward Snowden, according to Edward Snowden, the NSA workers are spending all their time stealing naked pictures off of people's personal computers to amuse themselves with in the dark of the night, as it were. It could very well be the NSA is the author of all this ransomware. It's just another way to pillage the American people along with civil.
I think the NSA is behind all this.
Yeah,
because they need the money. They need the funding, and apparently Congress does not appropriate the money, so what they do...
Congress doesn't have it to appropriate. Congress doesn't have the money to appropriate. Everything that they're taking in tax dollars goes to prop up Wall Street, prop up Israel, and fund the war machine. They're all running short. That's right, in interest of the Federal Reserve, which, by the way, is paid actually in gold. That's why the police departments are...
I heard that the real deficit the United States is running, I mean, the debt, the real debt, is like $200 trillion, not $19 trillion, as they say.
Yeah, well, there's all the unfunded mandates and the rest of it. But, I mean, that cash shortage, that's why they tried Obamacare. That's failed. That's why they're going to hit us with a carbon tax. And that's not going to work out either, because we're tapped out. We, the American people, we don't have any more to send in, is really what it comes down to. And they've, in this rush for globalism, they've taken away high-paying jobs. They're trying to, you know, fight against any increase in the minimum wage. And if working people aren't able to make decent wages and salaries, they're not going to have money to pump back into the system. It is that simple. And it shows that when you have a government...
I'm thinking about Plato
Mike, listen, got to let me complete my sentence before you jump in, okay? Because I was trying to make a point here. What we're seeing in terms of the operation of our federal government is what you would expect when you're appointing your campaign donors to positions of authority. Because these are not people who are necessarily qualified. They're just rich. Some of them with inherited wealth. And so this is why our government has had such a disastrous record in foreign policy, in maintaining the country. These are not people who actually know how to do anything other than take money from one group and spend it on another here. We need to return to the concept of a meritocracy, where all these top government positions should be in the hands of people who are qualified to actually figure out solutions to what is going on.
Well, I have a funny feeling that Hillary is going to steal the election, and that will be the end of America as we all know it. I've never seen a dictatorship leave quietly into the night. Okay.
No, they never do. They never do.
They never do without a fight. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm talking about a bloody fight.
I'd like to avoid that. But here's the thing: we know Hillary is going to try and steal the election in November. There are a couple of problems. One, the American people now know that Hillary is engaging in massive election fraud, and they're going to be looking for it. That makes it harder to pull it off. Two, Russia is sending observers, and probably a lot of other countries will as well, to try and keep an eye on things. The most important aspect to remember is election fraud can shift the result of an election a few percentage points. It cannot reverse a landslide without everybody knowing that is exactly what happened. And so Trump is leading by 11% in the polls now. That's not enough. We need to give Donald Trump 80 to 85% of the popular vote. And at that point, it will be impossible for Hillary to steal that election without everybody knowing that's what she did. And that could trigger the bloody revolution that you're talking about. Because people are angry.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I think this is going to happen. I don't like it. I don't like to see blood in the streets. I'm a man of peace, but it looks like there is no other way. Because if these people keep, persisting on this course, the only recourse for the people is to take up arms against the government. This is the only way.
Well,
and maybe this is the reason why they go after the assault weapons.
Of course it is. That's what they're worried about. They're not concerned about crime. I mean, they're giving these weapons to Mexican drug criminals along with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They're worried about an armed uprising of the American people. And they're especially targeting returned veterans to strip them of their Second Amendment rights. And I'm hearing from a lot of people. That they think the time has come for a bloody revolution. But I hope you will all understand and forgive me if I still persist in trying to find a peaceful way to evolve this nation to wherever it's going here. And again, the model I like to use is the former Soviet Union, which collapsed without a lot of bloodshed, just because of public awareness of how much lying and corruption and fraud were coming down from the Politburo. And I still think that's...
I hope you're right, Mike. I don't want to see any blood spilled
in
the streets.
Well, that's the way I'm going to go, because violence is only going to work to the government's advantage, because if there's one thing this government knows how to do really well, it's kill people. And they've been demonstrating that for the last 13 years.
No, but I tell you what's going to happen. They're going to draw first blood. They're going to shoot somebody. They're going to stage something, and it's going to be so obvious that people will know that the government was behind it. And when that happens... this is it. It's the start. Anyway, Mike, let me let you go because you might have different callers online. Anyway,
yes, I do.
Taking my call.
Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I have two things, Mike. One is, I don't think you mentioned it, that nasty little troll there, probably one of the ugliest women to ever be in any kind of government position. Madeleine Albright is also the butcher of Belgrade. Let's not forget that. She was the mastermind behind the bombing, the vicious bombing of Yugoslavia. And the other thing I wanted to say is I heard that, just to let people know, that clown Glenn Beck is going to have in his show on the Blaze, he's going to have about Russia, blaming Russia for just about everything that's going on. And supposedly he's got some mastermind, I think, because he's talked about him before, some guy named Alexander Dugin, who's behind all of this. And I think people, I'm going to watch it because I want to be, I'm consider myself an information warrior because I know the man is lying. I know he's making things up. And I want to be able to go on my Facebook and tell people. He's blocked me from going to his Facebook now because he knows the comments I made. I've tried to tell people what a shyster and a huckster this man and a snake oil salesman this guy is. But I think people should watch. If you got, the only reason I got the Blaze is because I got Dish TV and it's included, and I would like to watch this because I think people need to know the truth, and he is not going to give the truth. He's part of the establishment. He's a vicious liar, and he's a skilled liar, because most liars will outright lie. Obama lied to you directly. Hillary lied to you directly.
Well, you know, at this point, I'm expecting them to come on out and say that Vladimir Putin is the cause of global warming.
Yeah, well, what Beck does is he gives you half truth, and that makes it even more dangerous. He's a very skilled liar, and he's going to blame. Supposedly, he says, I think he's going to blame this guy Dugin. Do I even know who he is? I looked him up already. He doesn't seem to be much. Seems to be pretty small fry within Russia, and you know. But this is Beck, and this guy is to me is a very dangerous man. Most people are seeing through him, but he's still got some brainwashed followers, and I think we need to be on to him.
Well, I'm trying to remember who it was who came out with the saying that, you know, propaganda is like rat poison. 95% of it is good, healthy food. It's that remaining 5% you got to watch out for. And the very best propagandists are going to tell you the truth most of the time, to get you to trust them. If they lie all the time, you go away. But they're going to tell you the truth 95% of the time, so that one time they need to lie to you, you will believe them. And that's what they get paid the millions of dollars to do.
And this guy is a talented liar, and a very, very talented liar, because, like I said, he's good at the half-truth, which is more dangerous than the out-and-out lies, because it has a ring of truth to it, and he gives you the lie. And that's what wind up. Hitler actually did stuff like that. Goebbels was very good at it, giving you the half-truth.
Yes.
And that's Beck. Very dangerous, psychopathic individual. I consider him a complete mental case, but not a mental case to the point that he isn't dangerous. I mean, he is, because he's smart at the same time. So he's
okay, well,
devious.
Listen, we're coming up here on a commercial break, so I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. We still have callers waiting on the line, but I'm not going to take the calls until we come back from the next commercial break here. Fox has now gone on to the DNC email hack, and true to form, they're pushing. This had to be Russia. Absolutely had to be Russia. This is the big lie tactic. Tell the lie over and over and over and over and over again until everybody gets tired and says, all right, yes, okay, Russia. It's Russia's thing. Go ahead, nuke them. We'll be right back after these few words.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right back to the phones here. Kevin in Detroit, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Yeah, it's been a while since I talked. Yeah, I just wanted to comment about some of, you know, what I saw on TV today with CNN. You know, I saw, you know, they did a little, Trump came out and did a little media press conference. And, you know, I hear the guy, he says...
I mean, that was a brilliant move. He upstaged the Democratic National Convention.
Oh, and then after the fact, I mean, the Democrats and CNN looked like absolutely idiots. You know, I watched him. He said, I hope Russia finds more or sends us more emails that we, you know, to exploit her. And
yes,
they turned it into a Donald Trump called for Russia to hack the DNC. And they just went so over the top with this, you know, like you said, you know, Putin and Trump are the cause of global warming. And, you know, this is just getting so ridiculous.
Okay. I just had to send something to our control room by email. It is ridiculous. It's a circus. All they're missing are clowns and jugglers and acrobats.
Clowns are actually there, Mike.
Well, I'm talking about the classic, you know, with the big red nose and the painted faces and everything. But you're right. They're all a bunch of clowns up there. And, you know, they're in a panic. And apparently even some of Hillary's Wall Street backers are now clearing their throats and saying they don't think she can win anymore.
And you know what? I think, honestly, I mean, she has nothing, Mike. She has nothing. She might as well just come out and say, hey, elect me, and I will be sure to destroy your nation and force into Agenda 2030. You know,
let's be accurate. Okay, Hillary and the circle around her, the narcocracy, are all about making themselves rich and powerful, and the destruction of the nation is just kind of a side effect. But it's still something that we're all having to deal with right now. You know, this coming election is not about Republican versus Democrat or liberal versus conservative. This coming election is the narcocracy or the establishment against everybody else in this country. And
well,
if
absolutely.
300 million Americans stand up and say it's time for this to end, it's going to end.
Yeah, you know, and I know, and I've got plenty of people that at one point were on the Democratic ticket, and they're like, wow, this is just so over the top and bizarre. Number one, all the crimes that have been committed by Hillary and the Democratic Party, has anybody been put in prison or
nope.
anything?
Nope.
I mean, what, slap your hands? I mean, that ain't enough.
No, I mean, we live in a society where innocent people are punished and the guilty are protected. And that tells us how bad things are in this country. Thank you for the phone call, Kevin. We're going to let you go. We've got to take a few minutes for our top of the hour station identification. Got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead,
chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.